And Lebanon's information minister, Manal Abdel Samad, has announced her resignation, saying Prime Minister Hassan Diab's government has failed to live up to the aspirations of the Lebanese people. At least 730 people were injured in the clashes this weekend with authorities as thousands of protesters hit the streets of central Beirut as riots police fired tear gas at those trying to break through a barrier to the parliamentary building. One police officer was reportedly killed. Lebanon's prime minister has called for early polls after last Tuesday's deadly blast, saying it's the only way out of this country's crisis. At least 158 people were killed in that explosion and more than 6,000 others injured. But the numbers are expected to rise as those search recovery operations continue. On the line from Istanbul, Turkey, is Alex Crawford, Sky News special correspondent. Good morning, Alex. Welcome to 702.
Good morning.
A rescue operation has now become a recovery operation.
Well, the search and rescue teams are still searching. They had actually found right at the seat of the epicenter of the explosion, they had found an underground labyrinth of bunkers which had been built for emergencies. And there were indications that there were up to possibly seven people down there. One of them, the head of the operations control room for the silos, the grain silos that stood just above it, up on ground. But so far, they've only discovered bodies. They've retrieved about five bodies. So they have all but given up hope, but there is still that tiny glimmer of hope that right in the centre of this underground, it's 5 meters below ground, there may just be somebody who is holding out against the odds. And of course, there is so much rubble in the city, a huge amount of rubble and a huge amount of destruction. It seems very unlikely now that anyone might be found alive after all this time. But people are still holding out hope because they have nothing else right now. There is so much destruction. So many people are homeless. There's 300,000 who've been, they're displaced from their ruined apartments and homes. And, of course, there are many people still in hospitals, dozens and dozens. I think nearly 8,000 people were injured, and many of them critical in hospital. So there's a fair amount of dismay, a lot of anger boiling beneath the surface at what they feel is a tragedy that could have been prevented.
It's interesting you say that, and you have been in Beirut over the past few days. This massive blast, it seems to have killed many, as we know, but it's also exposed the government for what it is. Stories of corruption, people saying enough is enough. What did people say to you?
They are very, very angry because they think whatever the exact reasons that caused this explosion, whether it was negligence, whether it was an accident, or whether it was deliberate, it all could have been avoided because this ammonium nitrate, nearly 3,000 tons of it, had been stored at the port for more than 6 years. So it was basically an explosion waiting to happen, this potentially explosive and lethal chemical just stored there for all these years. The port is the hub of the whole country. It is the country is responsible for 90% responsible for imports. So once the port goes, that is destroying huge amounts of livelihoods and the futures of people. The huge silos of grain fed most of the country. They now have less than a month's supply of grain for the country, not just for the city, for the country. The country itself has had decades of conflict and terror and insecurity. And on top of that, most recently, its economy was already shrinking. The currency was crashing. Banks were refusing to give people their money. There were power cuts. There were frequent demonstrations. And then there was the global coronavirus pandemic. So even before this explosion, the country was pretty much on its knees. And this explosion, which has devastated at least half of the capital, has really leveled it.
Do you perhaps see, Alex, that this government will be toppled one way or another? It sounds like, as you say, the people have had enough and they want them out.
Well, there's going to be an emergency cabinet meeting, or there is talk of an emergency cabinet meeting today. They, as you mentioned, the information minister has resigned, so has the environment minister, and three more MPs. 43 MPs need to resign for the government to fall. So there is still some way, but almost everyone you speak to, young, old, activists, business person, entrepreneur, are all thoroughly sick of what they feel is endemic corruption in the country, this lack of cohesion, this division between the politics, religion, the gun culture, everything. They are thoroughly sick of it, and they have nothing now. So the only thing they're united in is anger. So I think it's going to be very, very hard for this government to stay in control. However, there's a very strong militia group there, and it'll be hard to dislodge them. I mean, they've been in control, and they've been working in that area, sowing seeds of insecurity, but with a stranglehold on power and all the levers of power for many decades now. So it's going to be tough.
Sky News special correspondent Alex Crawford on the line from Istanbul, Turkey. Alex, thank you so much for coming on to 702.